When I was in junior high school, I played basketball for the Mableville Junior High Red Raiders. One particular game stands out in my memory. We had gone in for halftime to make adjustments to our game plan, went back out to warm up before the second half began, and it was our ball to begin the second half, which required an inbounds play from half court. My teammate was the one who would make the pass, and the plan was for him to pass it to me at half court. The rest of my team was scattered around the gym. I break away from the kid who was defending me to create some space between us so that my teammate could pass the ball to me fairly easily. He passes it to me as I'm breaking away, and once I get the ball and start dribbling, I see that there is no one between myself and the basketball goal. So I start dribbling as fast as I can and running as hard as I can. And just as I'm about to start preparing to go into my layup, it dawns on me. This is the wrong side of the court. My team's goal was on the other end. Thankfully, I had this realization in enough time that I could continue dribbling and turn towards my goal and bring the ball up the court in the proper direction. I realized I was doing something wrong. I was convinced it was the wrong direction, the wrong goal, and so I stopped going that direction, turned, and went to the other end of the court, the other direction. That's a very rudimentary, simplistic, but pretty accurate illustration of what repentance is. To realize you're wrong, to stop what you're doing, and to turn from your wrong direction and go in the right direction. And when we think about it, everyone repents in one way or another under that basic definition and understanding. Everyone is actually pretty skilled at the basics of repenting. We are constantly changing our minds about stuff, changing our actions, changing our directions, but we're not always going into the right direction. But what is the catalyst for the repentance? Over the next few days, I want to give you several catalysts that oftentimes spurs our changing directions. And I want us to ask the question, are these catalysts in line with biblical repentance? As you pray today, please remember Jeremy and Mandy Hambrice and their family are missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Zigula Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania, Niger, and the Congo.